Well, good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. Last week we talked about the conspiracy of fear and how fear can invade our lives and keep us from really following the commandments of God. That fear keeps us thinking about ourselves and how to survive for ourselves, and then we forget about others. This week, kind of want to jump off of that a little bit because I started to think about the problem of evil and how we perceive evil. We oftentimes think evil is a thing that somebody else is doing. We'll say, that person did such an evil thing. When we hear of a shooting, we're like, that person, that is evil in our midst that we see. It's always somebody else that's evil. Or it has to be a huge act against life that we say that is evil. But evil can be all around us. Evil is in all of us. I think that's what makes the life and faith of a Christian so interesting, because what we're trying to do is constantly fight that evil. That we know it's within us, that we know the evil of pride and ego are there, but we are trying to rise above that, that we're trying to live the life that Jesus asked us to live and showed us how to live. And so, if Jesus was serious in his ministry, then we have to be able to see the evil within ourselves and not just others. It's easy to point the finger time and time again, but to be able to point the finger at yourself is humbling. And that's an uncomfortable feeling. We don't want to do that. We don't want to humble ourselves and admit when we're wrong, because all kinds of feelings come with that. Shame, guilt. We don't want to feel those. And plus, if I'm never wrong, then I'm always right. And then everybody else around me is wrong. That's the pride and ego talking. So we want to seek out the evil in others, but we don't want to seek out the evil in ourselves. And it could come out in so many different ways, whether it's gossip or lying about someone or treating others that think differently than us as less than human. We can see this work out in any space of our culture right now. Most recently, in our minds, I think politics always comes to mind, of how we've gotten so polarized, and that we see each side as the evil side and our side the good guys. And we have failed to see the evil within ourselves. The Lord's Prayer is something that can help us remind us of this. That's not just in others, but it's in us also. The Lord's Prayer, as it goes, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And so what that's doing is humbling us to recognize that we have sinned against others, asking God, please forgive us for that. And then also that we can forgive people who have sinned against us. And so it's not just good for our soul to be forgiven by God. It's good for our soul to forgive others also. And forgiveness isn't the same as reconciliation. Reconciliation takes both parties, and then you solve the problem together, and you move on. But forgiveness can be done by one party. And most oftentimes it needs to be. Because the perpetrator of the sin that hurt us most oftentimes may not be aware of it. And so then for you to forgive that person within yourself actually does goodness for you, that there's a weight lifted. And when we don't do that, then that starts to infect our hearts and our soul. So that then we become unhealthy. That we then don't forgive others and we don't ask God for forgiveness, but now we become the main character of our story. And so recognizing the evil in others and within ourselves helps us to be a more well-rounded person in our lives, that we can walk around not with tight grips on our life or anything that we believe, but with open hands, that we're able to let things come and go. We're able to forgive and to move on. And so if you want to dive deeper into this subject matter, you want to read Colossians 3:12-14 and Psalm 130:1-4. So this week, may you recognize the places in your own heart that evil has been infecting it, that you have not followed God, that you have not been open to others, that you've hurt others. Find those places in your heart this week. And may you live a life where you are able to forgive others as well as be forgiven. Have a great week.